Exclusive poll. Strong majorities blame Kamala Harris for Joe Biden's policies, approval crashing, and burning already. By Matthew Boyle on July 27, 2024. Strong majorities of Americans blame Vice President Kamala Harris, the presumptive Democrat nominee for president in 2024, for outgoing President Joe Biden's policies, polling that Breitbart News exclusively obtained shows. The Senate Opportunity Fund asked 800 likely voters from July 22 to July 24 several questions about Democrats switching from Biden to Harris. Perhaps most interesting in the data is the little difference voters see between Harris and Biden regarding their actual policy records. The poll also delineates its sample down to contested states, with a sample size of 511 likely voters. Nationally, the margin of error is 3.5%, and, in contested states, it is 4.3%. The slide deck revealing the astounding results from this survey was provided exclusively to Breitbart News ahead of its public release. And what follows is certainly going to cause consternation among Democrats who were hoping Harris becoming their nominee might get their party back on track. It appears the opposite is true, and Democrats are in very tough shape after Biden dropped out of the race Sunday. And Harris is not the savior they thought she might be. Related, Harris campaign advisor on Kamala being most liberal senator, we know who Kamala Harris is and was. When asked if they agreed or disagreed with this statement, Kamala Harris' record is the Biden administration's record over the last 4 years. A staggering majority of 68% of respondents agreed. Only 19% disagreed, and 13% had no opinion or did not know. Similarly, when asked if they agreed or disagreed with this statement, in terms of policy, Kamala Harris is no different than Joe Biden. A whopping 66% agreed, while only 27% disagreed. On both questions, majorities across every political demographic, liberal, moderate, and conservative, agreed. Similarly, the contested states' numbers look very similar to the national results, which would suggest the slate of polls coming out at the national level showing former President Donald Trump, the Republican presidential nominee in 2024, leading Harris is not a good sign for the Democrats. Several other takeaways in the Senate Opportunity Fund polling are terrible for Democrats. First off, the list of issues respondents said were the most important. They were asked to choose their top three issues, ranks out the top five issues voters see in the 2024 election as inflation, the economy and jobs, immigration, national security, and crime and drugs. Abortion does not come in until the sixth highest issue, and democracy is seventh. Guns, climate change, and social justice issues round out the issue set. But this list of issues likely voters ranked as their highest priorities plays heavily to the GOP ticket of Trump and his running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O. Harris's approval rating is also underwater to begin the campaign, with 51% saying they view her unfavorably, 39% very unfavorably and 11% somewhat unfavorably. Only 43% view her favorably. Then, when asked whether Biden's decision to drop out of the race was a political decision or a patriotic decision, 53%, another majority, said Biden's move was political, and only 38% said it was patriotic. Then, when asked whether Democrats should coronate Harris, as they are currently doing, or have an open process for the nomination, more said they think it should be an open process. Only 41% said it should be Harris, while 48% said it should be an open process. Liberal-leaning voters, by a more than 2-to-1 margin, said it should be Harris with no open process, 68% to 28%, but moderate voters split evenly down the middle at 45% on this question. In contested states, too, it actually swings a net 2% more against Harris, with 49% saying they want an open process and 40% saying it should be Harris. Furthermore, another slide shows that, just over the past few days, Harris's favorability rating has cratered as Republicans have begun exposing her record to the American public. When the survey started on July 19, she had a net 47% favorable rating with a net 50% unfavorable rating. But, just a few days later, on July 23, that had dropped a net 7% to 53% net unfavorable and 43% net favorable. A 7-point swing against any politician in a matter of 3 days is astounding. More polling from other outfits will probably bear out similar swings. Though, a sign that, despite establishment media and Democrats glowing over Harris's coronation, things do not seem to be going well for her at all. Watch, female Wisconsin Trump supporters think Harris is an idiot. Additionally, the top five words respondents used to describe Harris were all negative, except one. The top two were unqualified, at 42%, and unprepared, at 38%. The third one, qualified, came in at just 31%. But the next two, weak, at 31%, and liberal, at 30%, were also negative. Then, when asked which issue people most associate with Harris, respondents said far and away the border and immigration. The border and immigration was the only issue respondents associated with Harris more than 20%. Way up at 26%, whereas president of the Senate came in second at 17% and crime/police funding came in third at 15%. No other issue broke double digits. Then, respondents were asked if Republicans were unified going into the 2024 election, and 74% said they were, while just 17% disagreed. When asked the same question about Democrats, only 51% agreed that Democrats were unified, while 35% disagreed and thought Democrats were divided. Finally, when asked head-to-head between Trump and Harris who better unifies the country, more, 44%, said Trump than Harris, 43%. In swing states, Trump's number grew to 47%, and Harris's shrunk to just 44%.